words from the gospel. And Simeon said, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, in the name of God, source, word, and life-giving spirit. Amen." When I came home on Christmas Eve after midnight, there was a fresh layer of snow. Yvonne, who was waiting up for me, said, "I'm going out to ski." Up and down the lanes of Cabbage Town, night skiing by street lamp in the heart of the city. I went to bed, drew the curtains, and tried to sleep. But the paradox of the brilliance of the shining white snow outside, as I tried to darken the bedroom, was striking. The neighborhood was shining. Jesus, our light, is come. On Christmas Eve, we lit the final candle on our Advent wreath, the Christ candle. The candle is a reminder that in the coming of Jesus, we believe that we have received the light and glory of God. It is not so different from what Simeon sings when he picks up the baby Jesus in the temple. "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Christmas is a time when Christians proclaim that in the middle of the night, on one of the longest nights of the year, in the winter when the earth has lost its warmth and becomes cold and unfruitful, in this moment of deep darkness, Jesus, light against darkness, our Savior, is born. Today I want to explore Simeon's words, "My eyes have seen your salvation." My eyes have seen your salvation. Simeon is like a symbol of our yearning and longing. It had been revealed to him that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. His waiting, in a personal and individual way, captures what St. Paul calls the groaning of all creation as we wait for our Savior. And then suddenly, as Simeon picks up the child, a burst of joy. The wait is over. The Savior has come. For many Christians, Jesus as Savior is a teaching that has been focused on Jesus saving us from our sins. We can think of the lyrics of the Christmas carol, "God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay, for Jesus Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save poor souls from Satan's power, which long time had gone astray." But scholars Marcus Borg and Dominic Crossan note that Savior is a much bigger concept in the Bible. In the Bible, when we speak of God our Savior, we meet God our Rescuer, our Deliverer. God rescues the people of Israel from the Egyptian armies by the Red Sea. King David speaks of God his refuge, his stronghold, his Savior, who saves him from the violence of his enemies. In Luke's Gospel, in the hymn, the Benedictus, Zechariah proclaims that God has raised up a mighty Savior for us, one who will save us from our enemies. In today's Gospel, in the hymn, the Nunc Dimittis, Simeon realizes as he holds the baby Jesus in his hands, here is the mighty Savior, here is God's salvation. It's not very obvious at first. Babies don't rescue, deliver, liberate, protect, heal, and make whole. But those purposes will become the hallmarks of his ministry. Jesus will pour into the hearts of those he meets God's healing, God's rescuing, God's peace. Like Simeon, We too have been waiting during the weeks of Advent for Jesus to come. And like Simeon, we too believe that we have seen Jesus when we light the Christ candle. One of our challenges is to see that Jesus is bigger than simply a way of getting to heaven in the future. Jesus is our rescuer, deliverer, liberator, protector, healer, and the one who makes us whole, the one who pours peace into our hearts today. Like God's work in the Bible, God transforms us here and now in our day-to-day life. We are not saved by escaping into some other sort of idyllic world, but transformed in this world. We believe Christ has been poured into our hearts so that we might go forth in peace. The peace we carry in our hearts enables us to love as we are loved. Christ is not merely in our arms are Christ's arms. God's grace flows from his Son through us and into the world. We are invited to partake in God's saving activity. We are asked to bring consolation to the oppressed, redemption to the mistreated, to create peace in the world. The great Dutch master Rembrandt left a painting of Simeon in his studio after his death. Rembrandt is known for his working with light and darkness, and in this painting entitled Simeon's Song of Praise, so much of the canvas is blackness, shadows enveloping the old prophet Jesus and Mary. The painting is striking because Simeon appears neither to see nor to praise the salvation he holds in his arms. His eyes are closed, just closed perhaps, or maybe open. It's frankly hard to tell. And his lips are closed too, just closed perhaps, or maybe open a crack to allow a small sound to escape. Even his arms and his hands are posed in such an unnatural way that it seems as though he is unaware of the baby laying across his forearms. When I look at this painting, I wonder if Rembrandt was looking and searching for the light against the darkness, looking and searching for the Savior who would transform the world, looking and searching for the one who would come and rescue him. There is so much confusion, indistinctness, and darkness in the painting to suggest that perhaps Rembrandt was himself in a place of inner darkness. But there is also enough light to see, enough peace in Simeon's expression, enough hope to suggest that darkness will not have the final word. The painting makes me wonder if Rembrandt had realized that Jesus, our Savior, rescues, heals, and gives peace in perhaps ways we did not expect. At Christmas, when we remember that God's passion for a transformed earth, God's desire for light to break against the darkness, and God's gift of a Son to lead the nations into the way of peace, we are asked to see Jesus. We are asked to see in Jesus a way to a different kind of life, a different kind of future. A life and a future patterned by following in the way of Jesus to rescue, deliver, liberate, protect, heal, and make whole our own lives and those of others, a way of life and future that brings tidings of comfort and joy to all humankind. Amen.